and putting together a championship team, and it's hard to do. If it was easy, you know, there'd be more people doing it. It's very challenging. It's a year-to-year deal. It's something that each year you've got to, you know, be able to handle. And I thought, you know, last year, especially last year, when you look at Green Bay and the success they had, even with the number of players that were injured during the year, that's really a credit to them.
Sean, obviously it worked out for both sides with you guys winning a Super Bowl and everything that, you know, you've embraced as the coach down there in New Orleans. But what was the interview experience like here? And is it a little remarkable to have seen both you and Mike have the success that you've had now?
Yeah, I mean, the experience was fantastic. I had one other prior interview opportunity with the Oakland Raiders in 2003 and having a chance to meet a number of the people in the front office there, specifically Ted, and go through that, especially, you know, considering the tradition there in Green Bay and, you know, and growing up and really spending most of my, you know, high school years, college years in Illinois, just down the road in Chicago. So I think each experience is a little different too. You know, then a week later I interviewed here in New Orleans, and clearly after Katrina, and that was just right after the team had relocated back to Metairie here, it too was different, the interview process and visiting with Mickey Loomis. So, but there are some parallels. You know, Mike and I were assistant coaches for a number of years in this league, and you know, both those opportunities came at a similar time frame, and you know, we've been fortunate, both of us, to have been a part of an organization now that has won a championship and are looking, I'm sure, to be a part of another one.
How would you describe the challenge of facing the Packers defense with all the playmakers they have?
Well, I think they create a number of problems. I think the one thing they do extremely well is they're able to play very good on the back end coverage-wise. They're probably one of, if not the best secondary in regards to the technique, their man skills, and then they're able to rush the passer well. So there's two things that stand out. Their takeaways a year ago, their scoring defense. You know, oftentimes in our game, when championships are won, a lot of times that focus goes on the offense, and they've got a fantastic offense. But defensively, no different than 2 years ago when we were able to win. That improvement greatly increased our opportunity or our chances to win, and you see that. So they do a great job rushing the passer in their 34 front. They do a great job doing it out of their nickel packages, and they play very well and very sound on the back end and have a great scheme.
Where do you think your team is better this year, Coach?
Well, we'll see. You know, I'd like to think that we're a little deeper in our roster. You know, we were able to, during that short free agency period, pick up a few players, guys like Obrego Franklin, and we had signed Sean Rogers prior to the lockout, but then even Darren Sproles. So each year is different, but I feel like we're a little deeper right now.
Sean, what you guys have and what the Packers have, I mean, these are two awfully high-powered offenses, but I'm wondering, because of the lockout, because you didn't have the off-season program, because of the way training camp might have been a little less than ideal, do you worry that a couple of high-octane offenses might take a while to get their feet underneath them?
Well, chances are, if that's happening, you've got two high-octane defenses that are helping that process. But to answer your question, I do think you've got experience in both offenses. You've got experience at quarterback. You've got experienced receiver groups. You've got an experienced set of offensive linemen. And so I think that may be the case, certainly more so with the new staffs, the new coordinators, and the new quarterbacks. I think with Green Bay and New Orleans, there's a little bit more experience. So I think we'll have a chance over a period of a month or so to begin to look at that and evaluate it. I know that's going to be, you know, something that a lot of people pay attention to, but it, you know, it's a lot like NASCAR. You know, they all of a sudden the restrictor plates are adjusted, and every driver does it, and so every team does it, and they still race.
Anything else for Coach?
Sean, how do you see Ingram integrating into your offense and the role he's going to have?
Well, it's pretty easy. I mean, you know, he's going to be a guy that you know, we hand the ball to and we'll use on first and second down, on third down. You know, he'll be a guy that we feel like gives us a lot of versatility. He's smart. He picked things up extremely quick. And, you know, he's been a good addition to what we're doing.